What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Fringe. We got to talk about what's happening with Danielle Smith in Alberta, because people are all over the spectrum when it comes to how to feel about the announcement this week that, well, we're going to see the signatures, if they're verified, on the same referendum ballot as the referendum questions that are going to be asked on October 19th. So one way or another, folks, Albertans are getting their referendum on separation this year. While Keith Wilson and others have chimed in and said, look, this is a constitutional question. It doesn't really matter what other questions are on the ballot so long as the constitutional question is answered. I have an opinion that I believe that this should be on its own separate ballot. I think that it is a very important question. It needs to stand on its own. When it comes to the behavior of Premier Smith, I'm not really going to draw straws so much as look at the path forward. And I'm going to show you something that's very well written that kind of hopefully puts the same perspective into people. Again, I said it on my live stream Friday. I don't try to tell people how to think, how to see things. However you view this is up to you. And I don't want to paint a certain picture here that tries to pick one side over the other, because my focus right now is purely on getting independence in Alberta. But let's start it out. Sheldon Yawichuk, if you don't know about Sheldon, he ran for city council in Calgary in the last municipal election. Sheldon goes on to say, unpopular opinion, but hear me out. I think that Premier Smith deciding to host a referendum on some of the easiest questions for Albertans to have their say on leads people on the path to separation that assists the support of separation. Think about it. She just laid out a trail of breadcrumbs with 9 questions that all Albertans will get behind that actually prove why Alberta should no longer be a part of Canada. Again, those questions are all around immigration, around our own judges, electing our own judges, about getting away from federal overreach. They are very simple questions, but I will push back a little bit on that sentence. John Bolton had an interview where he stated she didn't mention anything about an Alberta police force. She didn't mention anything about an Alberta pension plan. These were all things that she was given a mandate for. These were all things that she's always just dipped her toes in the water on. And I said it on Friday's show, and I'll say it again. I kind of feel like she's turning into a Mark Carney by pushing it off, by saying, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And then you never do. How many times have Albertans said, look, we gave you a mandate to run on a police force. We gave you a mandate to run on an Alberta pension plan. Why do we keep asking about it? The Alberta Next panel cost money to run. And Premier Smith said at the AGM that these were her positions moving forward. No discussion of it. She instead starts talking about immigration, which again was part of the mandate. It was discussed at the Alberta Next panel. She has the green light. It was voted on at the AGM by UCP members. So this is where I'm conflicted in this entire process. A lot of people say she's muddying the waters by doing it this way. Sheldon goes on to say, this will get Albertans out to vote in addition to those who just want our independence. It's not quite Jason Kenney level of giving out lottery tickets for $1 million if you get the jab, but this will get people motivated, even if they're still fence-sitting on separation. That portion I will agree with. That if immigration or having more power in a united Canada gets people to the polls, they're going to vote, but they're still not going to vote on independence. So yeah, you're going to see a bigger turnout because of it, but they're still going to vote no on independence if they don't want independence. He says, all we have to do is continue the conversations on separation, keep building support, and the premier is doing the groundwork to get people in for their vote. Now, of course, right below is Rise of Alberta's post that Danielle confirmed that should Stay Free Alberta get the signatures, we all know they're going to. We're going to see a referendum October 19th on independence attached to the 9 questions she's asking. But here's where it gets a little crazier and makes me question about muddying of the waters. Now, again, to each their own, you guys decide. I understand those who are mad at Danielle Smith. I understand those who say, similar to Sheldon, hey, I support what Danielle's doing. I think she's doing the best she can. I'm kind of Switzerland in this because I see both sides and I'm torn because I'm mad as hell that it's not a standalone question, but I'm also fed up with the fact that, people can't understand, well, we're still getting our vote. It's two sides of a coin, folks. But it says the feds won't stand in the way of Alberta's fall referendum, stress common immigration goals. So the federal government isn't going to stand in the way of us holding a referendum. Why is that? Part of the referendum is going to be a question on independence. The federal government doesn't want to stand in our way on that. They're not going to get involved. We saw Pierre Poilievre say last week, he's a federalist. He doesn't agree with Alberta independence. He doesn't want to side with Alberta independence. The government quotes, we've taken note of Premier Smith's address and the question it outlines. Seriously? Federal officials say they won't stand in the way of Alberta Premier Danielle Smith's plan to put out a number of constitutional and immigrational related questions to a referendum in the fall. So they're mentioning the constitutional question, or at least that's what I believe by the structure of this. They say they're already taking meaningful steps to bring migration down to a sustainable level. Gabriel Burnett, spokesperson for the Intergovernmental Affairs Minister, Dominic LeBlanc, said his office was aware of the 9 referendum questions Smith put forward to Albertans in a televised address on Thursday evening and didn't quarrel with her plan to seek input on these matters. Why is Danielle working with the Canadian government at this point when it's very obvious the MOU isn't moving forward, the pipelines aren't moving forward, the 9 bad laws that she asked to be removed, which align with her 9 questions, haven't been dealt with? I understand she has an obligation as the premier. She can't. We've talked about this to great extent. There's so many reasons why she's not, but why keep pushing the envelope is all I don't understand. We've taken note of Premier Smith's address and the questions it outlines, wrote Brunette in an email. Albertans will express their views on these issues and others raised by Premier Smith, as they have on several constitutional questions in the past. Now, one thing I'll highlight is during that news briefing, Danielle Smith was asked, are these binding? Because don't forget, we had a referendum on equalization payments under the Jason Kenney Fat Stalin regime when overwhelming support came through for Albertans saying, let's end transfer payments to other provinces. He did nothing with it. Now, Danielle Smith, when she was asked, are these binding? She says, well, I'm not going to say they're binding, but I'm also not going to say I wouldn't ask these questions if I wasn't prepared to do something about it. This is, again, where I go back to my statement about her dipping her toes in the water, like the Alberta pension plan and like the Alberta police force. Smith said in her Thursday address that strains created by Alberta's rapid coast COOF population growth meant she'd need to seek a mandate from Albertans to pursue changes to the province's immigration system that are a significant departure from the status quo. Again, she asked these questions at the AGM. I thought voting in favor at the AGM by members meant that she had the green light. She announced that 5 immigration-related questions would appear on Alberta's October 19th referendum ballot, including questions about a 12-month residency requirement for assessing certain social services, creating an Alberta-approved immigration status, and requiring proof of citizenship to vote in provincial elections. Alberta has welcomed some 600,000 new residents since the pandemic eased around 2022, a 13% population increase, with 7 in 10 newcomers arriving from outside Canada. People kept bringing up that, you at one point said on a podcast that you wanted to increase Alberta's population by 10 times. And she says, well, things have changed since then. There are certain factors, as there has to be jobs. Again, it's all confuffled. It's all over the place. Immigration is a shared federal-provincial responsibility under Canada's constitution. LeBlanc's office said that immigration was a file best handled cooperatively and stressed the progress the federal government has already made in bringing the national system back under control. What Danielle is looking for here is for Alberta to become more like Quebec. And this is where I keep saying to people that get frustrated with Danielle Smith when she keeps saying, I want to work within a united Canada. A sovereign Alberta within a united Canada. The purpose of what she's saying is I want us to be more like Quebec. Ezra Levant brought this up in one of his videos recently, where he said the biggest problem with Quebec is that you've got the Laurentians there and you've got them pushing back saying, give us what we want or else. That's always been Quebec's big sell, is the or else. You know, they threatened to leave Canada. And of course, we saw in the 1990s, people said, please don't leave. Please don't break up the country. Please, Quebec, make sure you stay. The Bloc exists to strictly stand in the House of Commons and push for all the things Quebec wants. Alberta doesn't have that or else. We did. We did a year ago when Premier Smith issued her ultimatum to the government and said, you have 6 months. Whoever becomes prime minister in the federal election has 6 months to decide if they want to get rid of the 9 bad laws that are preventing Alberta from being prosperous, from being able to create jobs, from being able to handle our cost of living, our growth. You're impeding on it. It fell on deaf ears. And then Danielle Smith moved the goalposts to November. She says, okay, by Grey Cup, we're going to make sure we have an answer. We didn't have an answer, and it just went unnoticed. So the Canadian government knows that Danielle Smith essentially wants to go to the table, just like she has with all the policies with Albertans and the Alberta Next panel, and just dip her toes in and say, well, that's our or else, but we haven't done anything. You can't make threats if you're not willing to back them up. There's me being critical for a few seconds, but also saying I understand the process. That's why I'm saying it's Switzerland here. I don't know what to think. Rise of Alberta laid it out perfectly, I think. That if you're independence-minded, if you want independence in Alberta, this is the easiest formula on how we move forward. And I have dropped the Danielle card. I have dropped everything since reading this. We have to raise those concerns in this video. But I think the way Rise of Alberta sets it out here is perfect. And for those who didn't tune into our live stream when we went through it, let's go through it right now. There's been a lot of discussion around the Premier's announcement that the independence question could appear on the same ballot as other referendum questions. A lot of smart people have raised concerns, and many of them make good points. When I first heard it, I'll be honest, my initial reaction was disappointment and even a sense of betrayal. My instinct was that an independence referendum should stand alone. I agree with that. It's the biggest political question in Alberta's history. It deserves its own space. One thing I've been trying to get better at is not reacting emotionally in the first 10 minutes. Instead, step back, gather information, assess the chessboard logically. This is one of the things that was brought up in a video the other day where somebody said, why are you so afraid to scrutinize Premier Smith? Why are you so afraid to call a spade a spade? I'm doing the same thing as Rise of Alberta. Let's get the information. Let's breathe for a second and see where it goes. I will always, and even in this video, call out the Premier where I think mistakes have been made. Does that mean I don't support Danielle Smith? No. But does it mean that I'm blindly going to say she gets a pass just because she's the best thing we have if we don't get independence? Certainly not. You always have to hold your representatives with their feet to the fire. You have to make sure to keep them in check, or else this isn't a democracy. He goes on to say, do I think it would be cleaner if independence was the only question? Yes, I agree with that. Here's the biggest issue people are debating. Does putting the independence question alongside other questions somehow make it constitutionally non-compliant with the Clarity Act? Bruce Party, for example, argues it could create an opening for that argument. Keith Wilson disagrees. He maintains that the legal test is clarity of the question and clarity of the majority, not whether other questions appear on the same ballot. Now, the pushback on that from Bruce Party is that the federal government could essentially turn around after a successful referendum and say, well, you had 9 other questions on that ballot. It wasn't clear to people who voted on it. Therefore, we're not going to concede that Alberta voted for its independence. However, this is the same reason people are getting their arms up in the air about Jeff Rath and others going down south to talk to the Trump administration. Part of the reason they're trying to secure their appointment with the Trump administration isn't about a line of credit. It's about recognition as an independent state should a referendum be successful. If the United States government comes in and says, now we acknowledge Alberta as an independent state, the federal government has less pushback. So I do agree that it's not the clarity's in the question and not the clarity of the majority, and the clarity of the majority, not whether other questions appear on the same ballot. He says, personally, I've always believed that even if we had the cleanest, most pristine single question referendum imaginable, Ottawa would not negotiate in good faith anyways. I think we can all agree on that. He says, that's just my assessment of political reality. And that's all this is an opinion. That's why I said at the beginning of this video, to each your own, how you feel about Premier Smith is your own opinion. But he lays out the path forward very well here. which means the strategic question isn't just how the vote is structured, it's what happens after a successful vote. What is the plan to actually achieve independence if Ottawa refuses to engage? What leverage do we use? What legal, economic, and political strategy follows? That matters more to me than whether we whether there are three questions on the ballot or one. And after a successful referendum, it ultimately comes down to political will. If Albertans deliver a clear majority mandate for independence, the question becomes whether Danielle Smith and the UCP choose to carry that mandate forward and begin the process of forming an independent Alberta. Dennis Modrey, chairman of Alberta Prosperity Project, has publicly stated that in discussions, the premier indicated she would follow through if Albertans voted yes. Even beyond private assurances, politics has gravity. If over 50% of Albertans vote for independence and the governing party attempts to block or stall that mandate, it would not be politically sustainable. Everybody's got to remember that. A government that ignores a direct democratic mandate on that scale would lose legitimacy, leadership would change, the movement would not simply disappear. At that point, the mandate would belong to the people, not to one party. Let's be honest about something else. Many of these proposed constitutional referendum questions are, in practical terms, unattainable through a single provincial vote. Meaning, all of Danielle's questions, just like Dominic LeBlanc said, oh, we're aware of those questions, 7 of 10 provinces have to adopt those referendum questions. That's why nothing was done with the referendum on equalization. As mentioned next, we had a referendum on equalization, nothing changed. Alberta cannot unilaterally abolish the Senate. A provincial referendum alone does not amend the Constitution. So in a strange way, the presence of these other questions actually highlights the limits of working within Confederation. And again, that goes back to Sheldon's post stating that I believe these are breadcrumbs. So it's kind of tomato-tomato here, however you want to perceive it, whether Danielle is muddying the waters or whether you believe Danielle is leaving breadcrumbs to lead people on a path to independence. What it does is it reinforces the argument that structural change inside Canada is nearly impossible. The real question for us as independence advocates becomes this: do we spend our energy fighting Danielle Smith over ballot structure, or do we focus our energy on winning the independence vote under the circumstances that exist? The chessboard is what it is. We can argue about how it should look, or we can play to win on the board that is in front of us. That's where my head is right now, and I couldn't agree more with this very well-written statement. We have a limited window now. Premier Smith has set out a limited window that October 19th will be the date of our referendum should Stay Free Alberta get their signatures. We already know they're getting them. So we have a very limited window in which to spend our energy. Do we spend that energy educating? Do we spend that energy trying to get people involved in collecting signatures? Do we try and push our family, our friends, our closest neighbors? Now is the time to go and sign those petitions. Or do we spend our energy fighting Danielle online over the ballot structure? Rise of Alberta. I almost said Alberta Rising. Rise of Alberta says it best. Do we focus on energy winning the independence vote under the circumstances that exist and accept that the chessboard is what it is? Let's play with the board that's in front of us. As I stated in Friday night's live stream, the focus right now shouldn't be on Danielle Smith. It shouldn't be on the federal government because we're voting to get away from all governments. What the focus should be right now is let's get our signatures. Let's make sure we make this too big to rig. If the signatures tally over 1 million, folks, Danielle Smith and the UCP cannot ignore that over half of registered Albertans, or close to half, will be signing in favor of demanding independence. They will have to decide before going into a referendum. Do we alter the referendum ballot? Do we make sure it's a single question ballot? Do we alienate 1 million voters, which is more voters signing that petition than who gave Danielle Smith her mandate? Danielle Smith won with 600,000 and some odd votes when she became Premier of Alberta. So they'll have to ask themselves that tough question. What do we do moving forward? My opinion, my personal opinion, is you would have a leader and a party that would say, we either get on board with what these folks are doing or we all lose our jobs. if independence fails, they want to make sure that if we hold an election next year for a new premier in this province, that they're not kicked out of office. They'll have to get on board and follow the votes, or they'll have to risk losing everything. Let me know in the comments what you think they're going to do. Now, again, I'm not picking one side over the other. My focus is on let's get the votes. Let's get there first. Once the votes are tabulated, we move on to the next step, the next move on the chessboard. Then we decide where we're going from there. Let me know your thoughts down below. If it's your first time here, I hope this video has earned your subscription. Make sure you hit that button to stay up to date with all news that's going on, not only across Canada, but mostly what's happening in Alberta, what's happening with this referendum. Join me live 3 times a week now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for all 3 of our amazing shows as I sit down with our incredible co-hosts and go over everything that's happened this week in politics, everything we know that's coming up in the week ahead, as well as Q&A within the greatest YouTube community on the platform. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll catch you on the next one.